Translation, word by word. Garba Sankarsanat. Because he will be taken from the womb of Devaki to that of Rohini. Because he will be taken from the womb of Devaki to that of Rohini. Tam him Rohini Nandan, the son of Rohini. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jaya Prabhupada. The son of Rohini will also be celebrated as Sankarsan because of being sent from the womb of Devaki to the womb of Rohini. He will be called Rama because of his ability to please all the inhabitants of Gokula, and he will be known as Balabhadra because of his extensive physical strength. Purport. These are some of the reasons why Balaram is known as Sankarsan. Balaram, or sometimes Rama, in the Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. People sometimes object when Rama is accepted as Balaram. But although devotees of Lord Ram may object, they should know that there is no difference between Balarama and Lord Ram. I repeat this again. But although devotees of Lord Ram may object, they should know that there is no difference between Balaram and Lord Ram. Here, Srimad Bhagavatam clearly states that Balaram is also known as Rama, Rameiti. Therefore, it is not artificial for us to speak of Lord Balaram as Lord Ram. Jayadeva Goswami also speaks of three Ramas, Parashuram, Raghupati Ram, and Balaram. All of them are Ramas. And the purport. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadandikam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasri Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangalam Gayate Girim, Yat Kripa Tamaham Vande Shiguru Dinatarinam. By the mercy of the spiritual master, a blind man can see stars in the sky. By the mercy of the spiritual master, a lame man can cross mountains, and by the mercy of the spiritual master, a dumb man like me can speak eloquently. I offer my humble obeisances to the lotus feet of my spiritual masters. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimati Tamala Krishna Goswamini Tinamne. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swamini Tinamne. Namaste Sarasati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskata Desatarine. And my humble obeisances to all the Vaishnavas present here and who are not present here. Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyayevacha Patitanam Pavane Pyo Vaishnava Pyo Namo Nama. I repeat the verse again. Garbas Sankarsanat Tambai Prabhu Sankarsanam Bhuvi Rameti Loka Ramanat Balabhadram Balotshrayat. The son of Rohini will also be celebrated as a Sankarsan because of being sent from the womb of Devaki to the womb of Rohini. He will be called Rama because of his ability to please all the inhabitants of Gokula, and he will be known as Balabhadra because of his extensive physical strength. Right. So, here Srila Prabhupada makes very clear that the identity of Balaram is actually the same as the identity of Lord Ram. Many times devotees, we understand that when we preach, we say, people, they ask, who is that deity on the right? We say, oh, it's Lord Ram. He's an incarnation. Or oh, it's an expansion, the immediate expansion of Lord Krishna. And Lakshman is an expansion of Balaram. But here says that Lord Ram is non-different from Balaram. So, this is not like our concept. The human mistake is to have, personality conflict. You know, sometimes we think we are something that we are not. And the Lord, even though He is one, but at the same time is many. Eko Bhavanam. Is one originally, is just like the original candle. But then with that candle you can light up so many other candles, Prabhupada says. So similarly, Sarvakarana Karanam, the original personality of Godhead is Krishna, as we know, and Jayadeva Goswami, which is mentioned here, he says in one of his commentary that Lord Krishna, according to his quality, he can expand himself and fulfill there is an identification to his own qualities. Every quality is a personality. Balaram is the strength of Krishna, Jayadeva Goswami explained. And the ninth, where is it? Fifth canto, Savai Balam Balinam Chaparisham. That even the strength that is actually running into our existence, into our body, mental strength, intelligence. That is actually, we are empowered by this personality, Balaram. Krishna not only expand himself into his next expansion, but a next one and a next one. There are so many expansions of the Lord, and they are all his energies. So we also have Bala. We are empowered by Balaram to even, you know, the way, if we were not empowered by him, we can't even move a finger. So Jayadeva Goswami, he says, Ram, one who gives pleasure. It's the pleasure potency of Krishna, or the more even also says the moral conduct of Krishna. Because very often people, they criticize, when they read a Krishna book, they criticize the Lord for having so many queens, so many wives, so many consorts, and so many paramours. But his Atmaram and Swarat is completely independent to do whatever he wants to do. And all the female energy that they're mentioned in Krishna book, they're actually none other than his internal potency. So it's very intimate affair of the Lord. And but because people, they are covered by ignorance, they don't know, they think it's something, somebody else's wife, or somebody else from somewhere else. But actually, everything is situated in Krishna. Even a Srimati Radharani is the internal potency of Krishna. And from Srimati Radharani, all the gopis, all the queen of Dwaraka, they're all become manifested. So therefore, if we understand this, then we have no problem of jealousy. People usually, they're envious of someone who is surrounded by opulence. But Krishna is the generator of all the opulence, so there is nothing wrong for him to be intimate to his own internal potency. Radharani means the internal pleasure potency of the Lord. So therefore, if he's very intimate, just like, you know, you retain your own happiness as very dear to you, very intimate affair. When you are happy, you don't care if people, they notice it or not. It's something you feel internally. And that's your feeling. It's not anybody else's feeling. So similarly, Lord Krishna, when he feels happy, that's that Radharani in his internal existence that makes him happy. And then another pleasure potency that the Lord has, it's Lord Ram. That he makes all the arrangements for his service, for arrangements in Gokula Vrindavan. So, just like the Lord, he has so many beautiful qualities, and each of these qualities, they are personalities. Buddha, if you read, Jayadeva Goswami explains in the one of his commentary that Buddha is the intelligence of Krishna. It's a personality. Balaram is the strength of Krishna. Nishingadev is the anger of Krishna. So you have all these personalities. Like Vamanadev is the celibacy of Krishna. And Bhishma Devi, he understood that at the time of his death. And he was telling everybody that he should be celebrated as the greatest brahmachari. And he remembered when he came as Vamanadev. So we should not just see one prospect of the life of God, what he does in Goloka Vrindavan. That is something that we require a little bit more brain to understand. We require a little bit more intelligence, reading, a little bit more milk a night to make the tissue of our intelligence a little bit more fine, and then we can understand the intimate pastimes of Krishna. But anyway, we're not going to talk about that today. But this is just a little Srila Prabhupada gives us a little understanding, you know, why there is no difference between Balaram and Lord Ram. Why there is no difference? If you read in the first, where is it? In the Madhya Lila, the glories of Lord Nityananda. I can't remember what chapter is that. But you will see in the preface there, if you read that preface, then you will understand why there is no difference between Balaram and Lord Ram. Because as we know that Balaram is the very first expansion of Lord Krishna. You have beyond this material world, there is the causal ocean where the Mahavishnu is laying on. And this ocean separates the material world from the spiritual world. It's all described there in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And it's called, and beyond this ocean, there is another world, another existence, which is called Paravyoma. And Paravyoma is what is beyond the material existence. And that is called the spiritual world. And the spiritual world is very vast. And at the topmost, the farthest place of the spiritual world, which is the direction of east, Ishan, the direction of the Goloka Vrindavan, there is one particular section of the spiritual world that is called Goloka Vrindavan. Krishna Loka is called Krishna Loka. And in Krishna Loka, it has three divisions. One is Goloka, Mathura, Dwaraka, and Goloka Vrindavan. And it is said that there, the original, especially in Goloka Vrindavan, in Vrindavan, the original Shamasundar, when we, Lord Brahma prayers, then actually to not any other incarnations of Krishna, but to that person, Shamasundar, who resides in Goloka Vrindavan. And he's beyond all the incarnations, beyond all his expansions. It's the original Shamasundara, Lord Krishna, that he resides there with Srimati Radharani. And then it is said that from that very first first personality, then another personality becomes expounded, and which is the very first Chaturvyuha. So Krishna resides in Goloka Vrindavana with his brother Srimati Radharani, and then there is the very first Chaturvyuha. That's what the Sisi says, that it is, then there is another Krishna, Sankarshan, Aniruddha, and Pradyumna. This is the very first Chaturvyuha. Many devotees, they get confused. They think, oh no, that's Vasudev, Sankarshan. That one is the second one. So the very first one, the very first Balaram, which is an expansion of the first Balaram, is a bit confusing. But if you read in that chapter of the Madhya Lila, Prabhupada explains very nicely, better than me. So you will understand why. And then Balaram again expounds himself into the Vaikuntha planets, which is beyond the Krishna Loka. Vaikuntha planets are, it's just like in that picture there. Krishna Loka is in the lotus flower, and then Vaikuntha planets there below. And you find the Lord Narayan, all the Narayan. Balaram expands himself into Lord Narayan, the very first Sankarshan. And then from that Sankarshan, the another Maha Sankarshan is expounded. Jai Shishirada Gokulananda Kija. Another Sankarshan which means another Chaturvyuha, the second Chaturvyuha, which is Vasudev, Pradyumna, Aniruddha, and Sankarshan. So the Mahasankarshan is the origin of all the incarnations, which is none other than Balaram. And this Mahasankarshan also gives the another expansions, which is the three Vishnu, Garbhodakashaya Vishnu, Karanodakashaya Vishnu, and Shirodakashaya Vishnu. And from the Garbhodakashaya Vishnu, all the Dasya avatar, all the incarnations, and the material creations, and even including Lord Shiva, everybody, all the living entities, they are generated by Mahavishnu or Garbhodakashaya Vishnu. And as you know, the first personality to take birth from the umbilical cord of Mahavishnu, it's Lord Brahma. And then Lakshmi Devi, who is none other than manifestation of Srimati Radharani, then she's also known as the mother of the material energy and the mother of all the living entities. So when Garbhodakashaya Vishnu glands on this female principle, then the pradhan becomes manifest, the cosmic manifestation, material energy. And that's why Lord Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Aham Bija Pradapita. He's not talking about himself, but he's talking about that particular incarnation, which is from Mahasankarshan, which is Garbhodakashaya Vishnu, or Sadashiva, who is Advaita Acharya, that impregnate the material energy, Ramadevi, with the living entities and the material energy. And that's how the material world comes into existence. Now, from Garbhodakashaya Vishnu, when Lord Brahma is in trouble with the demons and they go and pray with all the demigods, they pray to Garbhodakashaya Vishnu. And remember that Garbhodakashaya Vishnu is none other than the manifestation of the Mahasankarshan, which is none other than Balaram. So then all the other incarnation, the very first incarnation takes place, comes into this material world, Varahadev, Narsingadev, Matsya, Kurma, and Vamanadev, all the Dasya avatar, and including Lord Ram. So you can see why Lord Ram is non-different from Balaram, because Balaram is the origin of all the incarnations. And that's why Srila Prabhupada describes here that there is non-difference between those two. I'm sorry that it's a little bit technical, but I had to give a little bit the background of the Chaitanya, what Prabhupada says in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, why there is no difference. And so in this way, we can say that Lord Ram is actually non-different from Lord Krishna, because Krishna is the origin of Balaram. And Lord Ram is also non-different from Lord Balaram. So at the end of the day, they're all one personality. And there is no conflict of personalities. So the Krishna is the origin of all the living entities, of all the demigods, of all the gods, all the incarnations. And when we understand that is the cause behind everything, is the mayadhyakshena prakriti suyate sacharacharam, is the hand behind the material energy, is the hand behind our strength, intelligence. Everything we possess in this small body, it's actually all the energy they are given by Krishna. A little bit of strength you have is from Balaram. A little bit of intelligence you have from Lord Buddha. A little bit of consciousness you have. Vasudev, he represents the intelligence within the consciousness. So Krishna, he extend himself towards an ant has the power of Krishna, the energy of Krishna. That's why we say that he's the cause, he's everything. He's in everything, he's outside of everything, he's in the middle of everything, he's beyond everything. And this is the position of God. Just like, you know, you have a Wednesday, you can't take off Wednesday between the week. So Krishna is there in the middle of everything. One who understands this phenomena, then that is knowledge. That's what it means to be Krishna conscious. That everything that exists is caused by the Sarvakarana Govinda Adipurusham, the original Purusha, everything, spiritual world, material worlds, living entities, the space, the science, the knowledge, everything belongs to him. It says that even ignorance, it actually is a quality of Krishna. It says in the Virat Rupa, but what quality, what ignorance represents? It's the back of Krishna. Just like, you know, you can never see your own back, right? You can't turn your head. So the ignorance of Krishna is for him is conspicuous by his absence. This ignorance is not, he's not aware of it, but it's been created by him. So he's on his back, represents the ignorance of Krishna, this ignorance, you know, it's manifested in this material world as a covering. It's what it is. Ignorance means something that is there, but you're not aware of it. And even Krishna is not aware of it. It's there on the back of Krishna, but he's not aware of it. So, from the material body of Krishna, the Virat Rupa. So again, you could see the Virat Rupa is created by Krishna, Balaram. So everything that exists, it's not separate from him. Even the feeling of independence is a created independence. And from the independence, actions based on free will, they take place. And that's when we choose to do something good or something bad. We could say, you know, where this bad is coming from? Some people, sometimes they ask me on Sankirtan, why evil exists? If God creates everything, why he creates evil? Evil is just, again, it's born from ignorance, and it's actually something which is not, it's illusion. People, they become confused, and Navritim Chan, Yanana Vidurasura. Because there is no knowledge, there is no awareness, so the living entities, the poor living entities, either in a deliberate way or undeliberately, they commit sinful activities. They commit evil activities. It's all from lust. And again, this lust, anger, greed, the fourth canto, all these things, they're created by Krishna. So God is the creator of everything, good and bad. But we have to just become aware of what is good, what is bad, and discriminate. Because along with the good and bad, the duality of life, He also has given us the power of intelligence to discriminate. If something, when you do something and makes you feeling terrible, that means it's bad or gives you a bad reaction. So you avoid it. But if something is good and brings you pleasure, like a service, love, when you give something to someone, that then it's good. So everything that we do affects our consciousness. So either we can learn by knowledge, Shabda Brahman, or we can learn by reasoning, discussion, dialogue, arguments, that's called Anuman. Or we can learn by pratyaksha. Pratyaksha is many living entities, they commit sinful activities, then they suffer the reaction of their sins. And they understand, oh, if I keep doing this, then I keep suffering, so let me give it up. That is called pratyaksha, which is, in English term, is, what is it? Experiment. Or, what is another word for it? The experience, direct perception, yeah, experience. So when you get hurt, just like a child, you know, he puts the hand in the fire. If he gets burned, even though the father says, don't put the hand in the fire, otherwise you're going to get pain. So that's what the spiritual master does. That's what the books they tell us. That's what Krishna tells us. Don't indulge in sinful activities, otherwise you get, you suffer the reaction, the pain. But we do it, even though we hear it, but we ignore it because of ignorance. But we do it anyway, and then the pain comes. And that pain is called pratyaksha. It makes you, is a teacher. Pain is a teacher. And it's in the ninth canto, it says that I come in the form of suffering for the materialist people. That pain is Krishna also, is God. He's coming to us to make us understand. You see, I'm bringing you some pain because I want you to understand that by putting the hand in the fire, it's a wrong idea, wrong thing to do. So, sinful activities are given up because of pain. And after so many lifetimes of frustration and pain, we come and sit down here, try to practice a little bit of Krishna consciousness. Try to understand why we are suffering. Sanatana Goswami, he put himself in the suit of a servant, of a disciple, neophyte disciple. He went to Lord Chaitanya and he said, I don't know who I am and why am I suffering? Srila Prabhupada in that purport, he says, you know, that should be the question of a brand new devotee. Comes to the spiritual master and says, why am I suffering? It's because of ignorance. So, these books, they're a saving grace because Shabda Brahman really smashes. Once you have a knowledge and smashes the illusion, you can actually protect yourself with the shield of knowledge, protect yourself from the attacks of Maya, illusion. And we understand then the position of Krishna. We understand who we are, where we come from, what we're doing in this world, what is the purpose of life, where we go after we die. So that's why it's very important to read not just to distribute these books, but also to read them, and they contain this Sambandha Gyan, the relationship between us and Krishna. And in this way we become Illuminati. So I'll stop here and ask if there is any questions on this particular subject. Sorry, I was a bit technical in the beginning because the verse explained that many devotees, not even a karmi, Prabhupada says, many devotees, they are confused as to why there is difference between Balaram and Lord Ram. But so I gave a little bit from the tattva of the Chaitanya Charitamrita.